All right, great to be back now with Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner. Been a real supporter of MSO, he and his brother, for these many years, and we really appreciate that. Coach, welcome back, and congratulations on really a fantastic season.
Yeah, good to be back, and it's nice to be talking with you going into a tournament. Obviously, last year we didn't have that going, and obviously having that, combined with having a great year, we're really excited.
Is there a feeling, I'm asking all the coaches this, among the kids and the staff about some kind of relief? I mean, you got to be a little fatigued at this point, but the fact that you got a full season in with all that was swirling around us, with COVID in particular, is there a sort of a good feeling that you guys, okay, you've weathered the storm, plus you've excelled?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was looking a little dicey in the beginning of the year. We had the Christmas tournament at Boston Latin canceled on us. And we said from two seasons ago with COVID, we are not going to complain. We're just going to kind of roll with it. Everyone's in the same boat. And you can't be walking around looking up in the air for an Acme safe to get you. It's just like, day to day, keep plugging away. And without question, settled in after mid-January. And we say we're going to keep this on the tracks regardless. Maybe we'll be down some bodies games here and there. And that actually didn't happen with us, which is great. But, yeah, it is a sigh of relief once it's in. And now it's just like, let's get ready for the real deal.
Coach, I want to talk about the season. You've had some very close games. The Gloucester games, of course, are of particular interest to me. You got revenge on North Reading after losing to them, 16-3-1. Tell me a little bit about the highlight of the season for you, how you look at it as a really important game or two.
Well, going into the year, we knew what we had as far as returners, and we set our team words because we really didn't – we usually have a word for each season, and last year – we kind of skipped kind of where we are always talking about character. We went with just grateful for last year's COVID year. This year we doubled up and went with ambitious and humble. Mm-hmm. And the ambitious goals we had, I mentioned the Christmas tournament that got canceled. We also had goals to win the Fairleigh Dickinson tournament in the Vineyard, which we did. We had goals to win the Cape Ann League for the first time in 16, 17 years, and we did. And then the other small little kind of wrinkle that we set, which was very ambitious, was we kind of made it's ironic that you mentioned the fisherman, and that's kind of played into kind of like a visual thing for our team. But we had a lot of a nautical theme to the year because we played bookend the season at the Talbot, playing Rockport and then the fisherman. Mm-hmm. And then we played Newburyport, and we were supposed to play on Castle Island, and we went to the Vineyard. So we just referenced getting fish on our boat. And
okay.
we played 16 teams. 12 of the 16 were only a one and done. You get one crack at them.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up getting, shockingly, 14 and a half of the 16 fish on the boat. So that was kind of like a little visual thing for our guys. We had a tie with Masco, so we just kind of did that as a – we hit the post with the crossbar with the boat right at the buzzer, and that would have won it for us. And then, obviously, the Gloucester game, the second game, we knew would be a totally different – game, and that was like a great high school game up and down. And it took overtime to get us. So, but to lose to that team, two of your three losses, one being in overtime, we'll take it. Probably my highlight was the 2-1 win against Newburyport to mm-hmm. complete the graph sweep. We took down Triton and Newburyport, both of them home and home. So 4-0 against those guys. That had a real playoff feel, and that pretty much determined the Cape Ann League. So that was, I was pretty proud of that game.
I'm going to have this vision of fish on a boat now on hockey for a long
oh, yeah?
time. And I got to tell you, the last time we did a tournament game was up at the Chelmsford Arena, whatever it's called now. And the opposition, Gloucester was playing, and the opposition actually did throw fish onto the ice. So,
oh, I'm sure.
I get it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, spectacular season, to say the least. And before we talk tournament, I do want to look at some of your individual kids because, the one of the high-powered offenses on the North Shore is, as you were talking about, is in fact Gloucester. They've got two kids who are lighting it up. But, man, you guys are not very shabby at all. And what I'd like to do, John, is start with your leading scorer, an incredible 53 points.
Yes, he had 31 goals, and we had a kid that had 24 goals for us 2 years ago out of nowhere, And we always have guys, if they break double-digit goals, great. We've had a, you know, 18, 19, and then this kid came out of nowhere with 24, and we were basically like, that's not going to get touched anytime soon. And then Chase puts up 31, just all over the score sheet. If people, teams try and shut him down, he'll just distribute the puck to his line mates. So he was phenomenal. And then, as I mentioned, Drew Demiani, a defenseman having north of 30 points is in mid, you know, low to mid 40s.
Mm-hmm.
So those two were great on our power play especially. So, yeah, we got it's a far cry from what we're used to. We're used to struggling to finish, and this year we beat our 20-game goals per by at least pushing 20. So that was nice to be able to put the puck in the net this year.
I want to go back to Chase Carney for 1 second. He's one of your captains along with Jensen Sperling. Tell me about Chase's style, because 31 goals, I imagine he got some garbage goals, but I imagine he's probably already a good sniper as well.
Yeah, his shot's something that he's worked on along with everything else in his game in the offseason. He's just methodical in the off season, and he comes back every year better and better and better. And he's 6'3", and you know he's still filling out. So it's just kind of getting his. He's got the hands, he's got the shot. It's just kind of growing into his length and figuring out kind of how to play. He's very very shifty and kind of elusive with the puck. So he's not afraid of the physical stuff too. But the biggest thing with Chase is his shot,
mm-hmm.
people.
Okay, and I got to ask you too about your defenseman Drew Demiani. You said it is.
Drew Demiani. He's 30 minutes plus a game.
Eesh.
Kills penalty single-handedly. He loves using it because it's a chip on his shoulder, the undersized card. But he skates just the best skating probably player I've had in 10 years.
Wow,
just good hockey IQ. Distributes the puck, has a plus shot, just sees the ice well. Most of those 31 goals, or I'd say at least half of them, were distributed by Drew on the power play.
Okay,
very deceptive and decisive on the point.
And he's a junior, so he'll be back. Is he sort of like a quarterback back there on defense and bring it out? Can he bring it out of the zone? Okay,
100%. One man breakout. And again, I mentioned people use the stature for him. He just plays a lot bigger. He's physical for a guy that's, not pushing 6 feet or like that. So he just plays bigger than he is, and it's, mm-hmm. it's mainly his wheels. He's just an unbelievable skater.
Okay, talking with coaches, John, some have scouted the teams they're playing. Some have not. Some have said, all right, we're going to tune up a little bit here for this particular style, make them play our game. And some guys have just said, we're just going to do what we always do. So what is your preview? How do you handle practice this weekend facing Northbridge on the weekend?
The biggest thing we saw was that huge gap. We've had a week between games. You play like a Saturday and then you don't play on Wednesday. So tonight we're playing, we have a deep program. Our junior varsity is a very talented group. A lot of kids on that team that are just could easily be up practicing with us. So we're going to take a line and a half and 2D, sprinkle out the varsity so it's three lines each and 4 or 5D each, and just scrimmage tonight on our game ice, maybe do some situational stuff after. It's tough. When you have a successful year, you do the whole, if it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do your due diligence and review and add some new wrinkles, some new install without overwhelming guys, because, again, we've been successful. So just kind of treat it like that. We gave them 2 days off, and then we skated them pretty hard in the beginning of the week, and we've gotten back to more systems and our pregame practices on Thursdays and Fridays, especially our pregame skate, has been pretty consistent because it's worked.
Mm-hmm.
So we've just kind of gone with it. As far as Northbridge, we've seen tape on them. Everyone does tape everyone, and done my due diligence as far as talking to coaches that have played against them. We know they have a talented first line, younger sophomore group. So we know we got to be mindful of them. Just like, you know, a lot of teams, it's the same thing. You know, shut the first line out. Play smart, stay out of the box, and some timely scoring in the playoffs is always huge.
Coach, great talking with you as always. And final question I have to ask is, it's sort of semi-personal, I guess. You have to keep You have to keep it fresh for the kids because it's still a learning process. It's still part of school. You're still teaching, of course, even though you've got 20 games under your belt now. How do you keep it fresh for you? How do you do that?
Oh, that's a great question. That is a really great question. No year is the same. There's little nuances that are similar. The personalities are different as far as individual players. The team identity is always different. So it's, as much as there are, is some overlap and some redundancy, but, you know, it seems to always be unique in itself every team and every year. So, it's hockey. I never get bored or sick of hockey, so that's not a problem.
No, I get that. And teaching, it's yeah. Funny. You're on stage teaching five times a day, you know, if you've got five classes. And I imagine it's the same with coaching. You sort of have your basic style. If you're on stage, you've got your basic personality, but then you have to adjust to your audience, to who your kids are. And so I appreciate and understand and fully believe how engaged and enthused you are with this, because you're like a little kid out there in terms of wanting to win, and I love it. I hope you keep that forever. This is great, man. I appreciate it. Your game is what, Saturday now?
Saturday high noon at the McVann Rink at Peabody. Being able to host the game is nuts, because we've never had that as a player or as a coach, so that'll be special.
That is tremendous. Nothing but the best to you, Coach, and your kids. Tell your brother Jay I said hey, and I hope to talk to you next week after some wins.
I hope so, too. Hopefully we can make a deep run, and we're pulling for the Fishermen now that we don't have to play them again.
There you go.
That's great.
Yeah, we're pulling for all the schools here on the Cape Ann League, Northeast Conference. We're pulling for everybody here on the North Shore. All right, Coach, go get them. Sure. Thank you, John, for taking the time. I appreciate it.
No problem, Rick. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Be well. Bye-bye. That is Linfield High School hockey coach John Gardner with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.